As the world celebrates Earth Day this week, South Dakota farmers are preparing for another season, stewarding their land and livestock. South Dakota soybean grower Bruce Haynes grew up watching his dad work with nature to grow food for a hungry world. Haynes continues that journey today, using modern tools while still partnering with nature.
We want to be as good to our soils and cherish our soils as much as possible. And then I think we just have to be in tune to what Mother Nature wants us to do with the gift that she's given us.
Haynes believes science has revealed new technologies in crop production, enabling farmers to reduce tillage and limit disturbance of the soil. He compares this conservation strategy to a savings account for the land.
If you can put your time and resources into a savings account, when you need that back, it'll be there for you. And so if you don't get as much rain as what you want, there's some extra rain stored up in those soil profiles. If we get too much rain, there's residue on top of those soils to keep from running off and erosion.
Consumers worldwide have a growing focus on sustainably produced food, and U.S. soybean farmers are responding by sharing their environmentally responsible story through the U.S. Soy Sustainability Protocol, which heeds soil management and water conservation efforts.
I want everybody to know that we're out here trying to do our best to provide the safest food and take the best care of the soils possible.
South Dakota Soybeans Hungry for Truth Initiative invites consumers to learn how their food is grown by reaching out to a farmer. Visit hungryfortruthsd.com to learn how. For the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.